Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the earnings call of Medios AG for the first 9 months of 2025. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press 0 followed by the hash key for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Claudia Nikolaus, Head of Investor and Public Relations and ESG Communications at Medios. Please go ahead.
Welcome, everybody, to our earnings call for the first 9 months of 2025. As always, all relevant documents can also be downloaded from our Investor Relations website. Additionally, this presentation can be followed in parallel via the internet link provided to you in the invitation. Today with me is our CEO, Matthias Gärtner, and our CFO, Falk Neukirch. Matthias will start with an executive summary, followed by Falk, who will then provide details on the financials of the first 9 months and the guidance for 2025. After the presentation, we will begin the Q&A session. I would now like to hand over to Matthias.
Okay, thank you, Claudia. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our conference call for the first 9 months of 2025. We continue to see solid growth, which is reflected in strong financials for the first 9 months of 2025. We posted record revenues for the third quarter as well as for the first 9 months of 2025, driven by organic and inorganic growth. With Thomas Meyer, we could announce our new CEO as of February 26. I'm very confident that he, together with my executive board colleagues and the entire team of Medios, will lead our company into the next decade of growth, success, and market leadership. Back to the highlights and achievements in the first 9 months of 2025 on slide 3. We had a very good year so far, and I'm proud of the progress we made. Again, we posted very solid financials. Revenue grew by 9.2% to 1.5 billion euros. All segments contributed to revenue and earnings growth, meaning both organic and inorganic. EBITDA pre rose disproportionately by 26.1% to 70.4 million euros. Consequently, EBITDA pre margin rose from 4.0 to 4.6%. I would especially like to highlight the solid organic earnings growth of 5.1%. This is in line with our guidance assumption of organic growth in the mid-single-digit percentage range. Furthermore, EPS increased by 84% to 79 cents, and EPS adjusted grew by almost 26% to 1.5 euro. Also, the operating cash flow was strong, up 90% compared to last year. All in all, we have once again succeeded in our ambition to increase our overall profitability. This confirms the operational strength of our company and our strategy, which is focused on increasing margins while maintaining growth. Based on these results, we fully confirm our guidance for the year 25. Falk will provide more insights into the financials later. Our international activities strongly support our European platform and make us a leading player in the specialty pharma compounding in Europe. This network is an excellent basis for our further international expansion, the realization of synergies and cross-selling opportunities. Furthermore, it will support the development of our activities in the field of advanced therapies, the future of individualized medicine. As outlined at our last earnings call, we successfully conducted a share buyback of 1 million major shares, representing 3.92% of our current share capital. Another good news was that since October 16, we are back in the SDAX. Also in October, we welcomed Janus Henderson as a new major shareholder in Medios with a stake of around 6.4%. They bought all the shares from Benzis Capital. And since November 4, we have a new analyst coverage by Montega with a buy recommendation and a target price of 24 euros. Slide 4 shows the quarter-on-quarter development of our two KPIs, revenue and EBITDA pre. There are fluctuations between the various quarters. In 23 and 24, we saw very strong third quarters due to the special effects, the inflation-related price increases. Even without this effect, Q3 25 revenue was on a record level. EBITDA pre, however, was slightly below Q3 24. Falk will come back to this later. Now the same illustration for the first 9 months shown on slide 5. Whereas revenue for the first 9 months 25 increased by 9.2%, EBITDA pre grew even stronger by more than 26% compared to the first 9 months of 24. As already mentioned, this is in line with our strategy to further focus on profitability. Let's move to slide 6 with some comments on our activities in the field of advanced therapies. We are establishing a stronger presence in this new field of activities that is predicted to reach a double-digit growth rate in the future. Currently, our focus is on the subfield of personalized cancer vaccines. These vaccines have the potential to replace conventional cancer therapies and even to cure cancer. Manufacturing these new vaccines require high expertise in the area of small-scale fill and finish. This expertise already exists within the Matios networks. Before I hand over to Falk, I would like to thank everyone who participated in the perception study conducted in September. We received valuable feedback that we will consider, in particular with regards to our investor relations work. This is all for now from my side. Now, Falk will provide more details on the financials for the first 9 months of 25 and the guidance for 25.
Thank you, Matthias. Welcome also from my side. I will give you a more detailed overview of the financials for the first 9 months of 25. You can, of course, find the full financial statement on our website. Let's go to slide 8. All in all, we had strong first 9 months in 25. Revenues rose by 129.5 million euros to 1.53 billion euros, which is an increase of 9.2%. Of this increase, 65.3 million euros, 4.7%, are attributable to inorganic growth of segment IB. The inorganic growth mainly comprises the 9 versus 4 months effect, as Saban was initially consolidated as of June 24. The rest, an amount of 64.2 million euros, 4.5%, is attributable to organic growth. Thereof, 48.3 million euros to PS segment, 4.5 million euros to PST, and 11.6 million euros to IB segment. Gross profit of Medius Group improved significantly by 44.3 million euro to 151.5 million euros, an increase by 41.3%. This improvement is mainly due to segment IB, which contributed 34.4 million euros gross profit. Thereof, due to inorganic growth, approximately 32 million euros. Beside the 9 versus 4 months effect, as the income from divestments of smaller Seban entities, mainly pharmacies, in the amount of 2.1 million euros contributed to the inorganic growth. Gross profit of PST segment rose by 7.5 million euros to 42.2 million euros due to organic revenue growth, a better product mix, but also the elimination of performance-based payments for compounding orders in the amount of 4.8 million euros. Gross profit of PS segment increased again organically by 2.8 million euros, a gross profit margin of 3.8%, which is unchanged compared to previous year. All of this contributed to a higher Medius Group gross profit margin, which rose by 2.2 percentage points to 9.9%. Personnel costs rose by 15.9 million euro to 51.7 million euro. The essential part of the increase amounting to 13.2 million euros is attributable to the IB segment, fully caused by inorganic effects because of the initial consolidation of CBAN in June 24. In addition, an amount of 1 million euros is caused by modest personnel cost increases in PS and PST. Segment services personnel costs increased by 1.7 million euros, thereof 1.2 million euros attributable to changes in the executive board. Non-cash expenses for stock options amounted to 0.6 million euros versus 1.1 million euros in the previous year. Other operating expenses rose from 27.4 million euro to 36.2 million euro, an increase of 8.8 million euro, thereof 7.7 million euro attributable to the IB segment, of which approximately 7 million euro have an inorganic character because of the initial consolidation of Steven in June 24. The EBITDA pre increased to 70.4 million euros compared to 55.8 million euros in the previous year. The EBITDA pre margin increased to 4.6% compared to 4% in the previous year. This was supported by an EBITDA contribution of segment IB with higher EBITDA margins and the organic growth of PS and PST, also focusing on higher margin products. Excuse me. EBITDA pre was adjusted by extraordinary expenses in the amount of 6.7 million euro compared to 11.7 million euro last year. These expenses consist of 3.8 million euro for ERP system implementation, 1.4 million euro one-offs related to changes in the executive board, 0.9 million euro other M&A expenses, and 0.6 million euro expenses for stock options. The decline in overall adjustments is mainly attributable to the discontinuation of performance-based payments for increased compounding volumes and lower M&A expenses compared to previous year when CBAN was acquired. Depreciation and amortization increased significantly by 6.6 million euro, 28.4 million euro, largely due to the acquisition of the CBAN group. Of the total amount for depreciation and amortization, 18.2 million euro are attributable to the amortization of customer base, 4 million euro are attributable to leases, and the remaining amount of almost 6.2 million euro belongs to operational depreciation. The financial result of minus 7.3 million euro decreased by 1.4 million euro, mainly due to higher interest expenses for the syndicated loan. The tax expenses rose from 6 million euro to 8 million euro, reflecting a tax rate of 29.7% compared to 36.2% in the previous year. The tax rate in the previous year was impacted by non-tax deductible expenses for M&A activities. Due to the strong performance of all operational segments and the expanded consolidation scope plus the described reduction in extraordinary expenses, the net result almost doubled to 19.9 million euro. Also, depreciation, amortization and financing costs increased significantly. So, earnings per share rose from 0.43 euro to 0.79 euro, an increase of 84%. The adjusted earnings per share increased to 1.50 euro compared to 1.19 euro last year. This figure is based on the net results after tax, adjusted for extraordinary expenses, PPA depreciation and amortization, as well as corresponding tax expense adjustments. Operating cash flow rose significantly by 91.1%, now amounting to 52.7 million euro. This has been achieved by an increased cash-generating operational performance and lower tax payments. Due to the very good operational cash flow, also the free cash flow of 48 million euros almost doubled compared to last year. Please note that quarterly fluctuations in the operating cash flow are by no means unusual, as has been the case in the past. The investing cash flow of minus 2.3 million euro mainly reflects CapEx of -4.7 million euros and subsequent accrued purchase price payments for the acquisition of Ceban of -2.3 million euros, as well as cash inflows of 3.4 million euros from divestments, mainly due to the sale of smaller pharmacies in the Netherlands. Financing cash flow of -63 million euro primarily resulted from scheduled term loan repayments of 18.8 million euro and net repayments of the RCF of 20 million euro. Interest payments for loans, 6.4 million euro, and payments for lease liabilities, 3.8 million euros, and a repurchase of treasury shares of 12.6 million euro. For more details on the repurchase of shares, you will find a summary in the appendix of this presentation. Cash and cash equivalents amounted to 93.4 million euro at the end of the reporting period. The equity ratio was nearly unchanged at 55.2% at the end of September 2025, compared to 54.6% on December 31st, 2024. On slides 9 and 10, we have provided again a breakdown of the organic and inorganic growth. Slide 9 shows that inorganic revenue growth amounted to 65.3 million euro, or 4.7%, fully dedicated to IB segment. Organically, revenue increased to 64.2 million euro, or 4.5%, resulting from operational segments, from all operations, but mainly from segment PS. Slide 10 shows the organic and inorganic EBITDA pre-breakdown by segment. EBITDA pre increased inorganically by 11.7 million, or 21%, fully dedicated to IB segment. All three operational segments have delivered organic earnings growth. The EBITDA pre-development in segment services reflects mainly intensified activities for the new strategic segment, advanced therapies, but also increased board remunerations. Let's go to slide 11, providing the nine-month overview of all segments compared to the previous year. As already mentioned, the 9.2% increase in group revenue is mainly driven by IB and, to a lower extent, by PS and PSD. The external revenue of PS segment increased by 4.1% to 1.24 billion euro, and revenue of PSD segment by 2.7% to 166 million euro. The IB segment contributed 124.2 million euros external revenues for the first month 2025, which is an increase of 76.9 million euros, thereof 65.3 million euros inorganically. EBITDA pre for the PS segment amounted to 38.8 million euro, a plus of 4.7%, and for the PSD segment to 18.1 million euro, a plus of 8.4%. This organic earnings growth was boosted by a targeted focus on higher margin sales. IB contributed with an EBITDA pre of 22 million euros for the first nine months of 2025, thereof 11.7 million euros inorganically, and EBITDA pre and an EBITDA pre margin of 17.7%. EBITDA pre of IB segment includes an income of 2.1 million euro from divestments. Slide 12 provides status information on the recent financing structure. In November 2025, the debt financing of Medios was replaced by a syndicated loan facility in the total amount of 225 million euros, consisting of two tranches: a term loan facility of 125 million euros with a term of 5 years. Repayment has started in March 2025, and for the first nine months 2025, we repaid 18.8 million euros, and a revolving credit facility, RCF, of 100 million euro, also with a term of 5 years. The RCF has a term extension option of up to 2 years and a step-up option for further 50 million to finance future growth. There is net debt amounted to around 100 million euros at the end of September 2025. That leads to a leverage ratio of approximately 1.1. An estimated free cash flow of 40 million-50 million euros enables Medios to repay the term loan and to finance further growth. At the end of the reporting period, the total loan amount drawn under syndicated loan agreement amounted to 161.3 million euros, 106.3 million euros under the term facility, and €55 million under the RCF facility. Overall, we are confident about the business development for the fourth quarter and confirm our guidance for the full year 2025, as shown on slide 14. Our guidance parameters are revenue and EBITDA pre. For 2025, we expect revenues to reach approximately €2 billion, reflecting growth of around 6%. EBITDA pre is expected to grow by around 21.5% to around €96 million. Organic growth should be in the mid-single-digit percentage range. Both parameters reflect an EBITDA pre margin of approximately 4.8%. The EBITDA pre guidance is adjusted for extraordinary expenses like M&A-related expenses for stock option programs and implementation costs for an ERP system, and for one-off expenses due to the change in the executive board, as explained before. Thank you for your attention. I'll now hand over to Matthias.
Thank you, Falk. Dear investors and analysts, today is my last analyst call for Medios. After more than 10 years serving as CFO and CEO, I will be stepping down from the management board at the end of this year. It's been an unforgettable decade, truly the professional experience of my life. And I have to admit, this isn't an easy step for me. There are so many things I'm grateful for, and just as many that I will really miss. It's been a privilege to work for so many years alongside some of the smartest and most talented colleagues in the specialty pharma sector, and to build together with our entire team what Medios stands for today. Germany's leading specialty pharma company and one of the key players in Europe, a healthy, solid growth business, ready to take on the challenges of the future. Together with our 1,000 colleagues, we now produce more than 1 million individualized medicines every year across Europe. In doing so, we help ease the suffering of patients, slow or even stop the progression of diseases, and in some cases achieve complete cures. That's something I'm particularly proud of. To everyone I have had the pleasure of working with over the past 10 years, and especially to all of you on this call today, our valued investors and analysts, I want to say a sincere thank you. Thank you for your trust, your support, and yes, also for your critical questions and comments. I've learned a lot from them, both professionally and personally. It has been an honor, and I truly appreciate it. But now feels like the right moment to move on, to make room for new minds, new ideas, and fresh energy. I'm confident that my colleagues on the management board, Falk, Christoph, and Constantine, together with my successor, Thomas Meyer, and all of our 1,000 colleagues, will continue to do an outstanding job. I'm sure they'll take Medios to the next level, making it an even more profitable and globally recognized leader in specialty pharma. Thank you once again for your partnership, for your engagement, and for being part of this incredible journey.